Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, grace and peace in Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. Oh my God, it's another Sabbath, man. Man, the Father is so merciful. We are one Sabbath closer to the Sabbath. Man, all praise be to belong to the Lord our God. Well, welcome to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters and Job Israel Commencement Ministries Bible Study Class. Today, we are still in that creation state of mind. What do you mean? Well, okay, we just got through dealing with heaven. We just got through dealing with those things that belong to heaven, you know, and it came from heaven. Well, it's another thing that came from heaven that's also in the first day. We're going to pick that up. And I know a lot of us, when we read the law, he tells us that he created the earth on a third day, and he do. But we're reading the law. Everything here in the first day is written. This is the law. Whether it was 6,000 years ago or 6 billion years ago, a day was established then that it was 1,000 years. Whenever he created ground zero, I'm not saying the earth is 6,000 years old. I'm a surety this earth is billions of years old. Why? Because it's created from heaven. And heaven is created from everlasting. So, yeah, if you're going to put a date and a time window, if we got a gauge that can date time, then I say the earth is zillions of years old. We just ain't got a meter that can go back that far. But the creation that we all coexist in now, is when he brought this existence in. No, I'm not denouncing skeletons of dinosaurs and troglodytes and things like that. No, I am not. I am in skeletons of dinosaurs in the creation. I'm in full agreement that God skeletons of mammoth in the creation. There are such things as mammoth, and there are such things as the megalodon. You know, there are such things as those things, because they're skeletons and they're witnesses. So this let me know that the earth is way older than 6,000 years old. I'm not in agreement with that. That's not science. That wouldn't even stand the reason when the God of Israel said that he created the earth from heaven. So I got to be more in agreement with that than that school of thought saying the earth is just 6,000 years old. That would be We're going from there when he said he created the earth from heaven, which is in a law. Let's look at that. We want to look at those things. And then when we get into when he said he actually started calling the fruit, and the water and all those things had to be put on something, you know, for it to be separated. And he called the earth to come forth out of the water. So when was the earth really created? Next question. You see. So, afterlife.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right, man. It is, isn't it, man?
Amazing.
God is merciful.
Always.
Yeah. You got a script for us so we can open up and get started?
First Galatians 6, 4-20. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What know ye that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What know ye that your body is the temple of God, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with the price, Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. First Corinthians 6, 14-20.
Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debtors, we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send us forth for physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and our family. Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the things to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And that you give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1:1. And we're going to read that down to the 5, right? Now, we're going to read that down to the 5, and we're going to break this thing down. Listen at what comes out of it. Genesis 1 and 1. We receive and read.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without, and the earth was without form. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
There it is. Now, look what he did. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So, when was the earth created? Exactly. In the beginning. You see, but we right now, we read in the law, right? When you get down to, when you start reading that he called the water to come off of the earth and all that stuff, man, the earth was already here. He was talking about another part of the creation. But this here, this earth that he said, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, it wasn't nothing on this. It wasn't nothing. This thing was a ball of fire. It was like the sun. When he created this out of heaven. Heaven is on fire. So when the earth was the first thing that was brought out before stars. See that? Before there was the sun and the moon, the earth was already here. How can you put time on something that existed before the sun and the moon? So yeah, I'm in agreement that If we have anything that can indicate the earth is 4.5 billion years old, I'm in agreement with that because of what the law just said. Let's get back to that one. Let's look at that one again and read.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without
form. Okay, stop. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What else is it? What ain't no stars, ain't nothing. You know that space in between the stars that we see now? That's it. That's called eternity. You know, if it wasn't for the sun and the moon to fill up them areas, that's what we'd be looking at right now. That was it. Space that black space that the earth and the sun and the moon fills up. That's it. That was all. There was nothing else there. Except for the earth and heaven. And the earth was not what we're looking at. It was on fire. That's why in the center of the earth is this eternal flame that will never be put out. It's called, by reason of ignorance, or having not a name that we can call it any higher than, lava. Nope. That's the eternal fire. That's heaven. That's what the earth is created from. That's what heaven is. That's what you're looking at. Man will never go to heaven because man can't exist in lava. Man can't exist in that. That's the only thing that can consume angels. So this is it. Now let's look at this. Let's look at this a little further. Oh man, my lap it closed out. Hold up. We're gonna think that's in, wait a minute. Let's see. And that's in Job. Yeah. Oh, man, where is that? Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Okay. Okay.
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth and the inhabitants thereof. Are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent dwelling, that bringeth
to... He said this, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof is our grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens as a curtain. So that's it. That space in between each element, like the sun and Venus and then Mercury, or the sun and Mercury and Venus, then Earth, that's that element. He filled that in on the 13th, on the third day. That's when that was brought into picture. The Earth was already here. And we see here that the Earth is a what?
Ball of fire.
Wait a minute. It said he sit up upon the what? The earth is a what? Circle. Now, ask yourself this, right? If the earth is flat, you know, and some of us being told that the earth is flat and we've been falling for this madness, but if the earth is flat, the reason for seasons would not exist, because if the earth is flat, there isn't a point of no return.
It would be day and night everywhere at one time.
Because the earth is circle, there is reason for season, because it's a cycle. Circle and cycles are one and the same. So that means that it's going around. It's coming back around. That's why he said you reap what you sow. You can't sow or reap anything that have no bounds. In fact, look, let's look at that. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 and 22. Proverbs 8 and 22. And when you see the read,
the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, the beginning or ever the earth was.
Stop.
There was no...
Where is this at? Okay, so no earth. But that was before, that was the first day, so where is this at? You see? Right. Where is this at? If there wasn't a, the earth was created before the first day was created, so where is this? Read on.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth.
Stop. You know what depths are?
Seas.
Bounds. Boundaries. He said when there was no boundaries. So this, he put boundaries on nothing. Who think of that? Who think of putting boundaries on nothing? Who can come up with that thought in his, I put bounds on nothing? What? North, south, east, and west. I put a gauge on everything just right then and there. He put bounds on nothing.
Can you touch north, south, east, and west? Yet they exist, and it's physical. And he put bounds on that. And they saying there's no God. He put the earth in that. Whatever that is, when he said when there was no death, that's when he put heaven and earth in the things. That was before heaven and earth. Well, we see here he said clearly it's before heaven or earth. Read on.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depths.
See? Before there was a heaven, this was here. Then he put a gauge on it. He put a compass on the face of nothing. North, south, east, and west. He put a compass on everything. What's in the middle of the week?
Wednesday.
Huh?
Wednesday.
What day is that?
Wednesday.
Nah, Wednesday is what day of the week?
Middle of the week.
What day is it? Is it the third, first?
Oh, fourth.
Okay. So four is in the middle of time. So four is in the middle of north, south, east, and west. There you go right there. How we not going to be able to say you're not in a circle? North, south, east, and west bound you in a circle. That bring us in a full 360-degree diameter just on compasses, just because he said, I put a bound on the depths. Just because he said he did that brought us into a 360-degree diameter, which makes sense that he said, when you reap, you're going to sow because it's coming back around. He said, cast your bread out there. Make sure what you put out there is good because you're going to find it many days later. It's coming back around. You can't say that if the earth is flat. You can't call seasons when the earth is flat. What you going to do with the sun? It's going to retract. You don't see the sun going backwards. Where did it go? And you can't say it went around, because if you do, then you just said what we're saying. So where do the sun go if the earth is flat? It don't go backwards. The only concept of the earth is flat is that it will go to a point of no return, and that it'll just be forever lighted, and it'll just be black because the sun just keep going. But if the heavens and the earth and everything is circular, like the book is saying, and the heavens moving in a vortex, the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxy is moving in a vortex in a circular motion, that means that this is true, that he did put a gauge on north, south, east, and west, and he put a gauge on nothing. It brought everything into a full circle. But one thing can't lie, and that's numbers, right? Okay, so let's look at that. Let's testify that this here is true by numbers. Let's go into Revelation chapter 11 and verse 2. And pull out your calculator right quick. This is how you know that this is the truth, because numbers would never lie. Revelations 11 and 2.
But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in the sackcloth.
Okay, hold that thought. Okay. Now, first thing first, those of us that don't know anything about the Great Tribulation period, this is what we call 3.5 years. How do we get down to 3.5 years with these numbers that Astronaut just read? Okay, so first thing you need to do is pull up your calculator. And then you need to go 1260 divided by 42. And that would get you what? 30. So how many months he said that they're going to trample the earth? 42, right? Okay, so you say 30 times 42 is what?
That's real math right there.
That is consistent. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's do this. Let's see if we can do this. Let's see if we can go 1260 divided by 3.5. Let's see how that turned out. What you get?
360.
That's a complete circle. You see that? There you go. We bound by time. So ain't no way in the world the earth is flat because time will testify against you. Everybody in the earth go through a complete cycle. Even in Kenya. And they on the equinox. Well, we should say that. On the equator. They on the equator of the earth. That means they get 12 hours of sunshine, 12 hours of darkness. But it still don't matter because they get 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of night, which is only consistent that you'll come up with 360.
So you said 42 times 30 is 360.
No, 42 times 30 is 1260. But what you do is because this is 3.5 years, so what you do, you say 1260 divided by 3.5, which will be 3.5 years. And then they tell you how many, what's a year to God. Now do that.
They do 1250 divided by 3.5.
So you do the decimal, so it's 357.14.
What you see?
He said 357.14.
No, you're going in there the wrong way. Take 1260. Take 1260. Cancel that out. Take 1260. Divided by 3.5.
Yeah, it keeps hitting 357. I think it might be this calculator.
That's a calculator. That's just it.
Did you figure it out yet? So you don't put
divided by 3.5.
I follow this real. Just follow this process. I check this out. Put 1260 up.
1260.
All right. Divided by
1.6.
Divided by
3.5. There it is. Now you see it. There it is. There go your whole, that's a year to God. That's a complete cycle. 360 is a complete cycle. You can't get around that. That's a perfect circle. That's the reason why we have seasons. That's why you got summer and winter. Because it go around. Everywhere in the world it goes around. Even in Arabia they still have a winter. Even in Africa and Sudan, they have winter. So, and even in Antarctica, they have summer. So it's all around the world. So there's no way the planet is flat. You see what I'm saying? So this here testifies that the universe is in a circle. Remember now, he said he put a gauge on nothing, right? Okay, watch this. If he put a gauge on nothing, let's see. Then he put a gauge on heaven. Watch this. Go to Job chapter 22 and 14. Job 22 and 14. Watch this.
So, say go where?
Job chapter 22 and 14.
Are a covering to him that seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven.
Stop. Thou mark. Who walked in the circuit of heaven?
The Lord.
Okay. Look up the word circuit. And tell me what you come up with, and I'm going to look up the same word, circuit, because he said he walked in the circuit of heaven. So before he created heaven, this was here, because he put heaven in it. Watch this. He walked in the circuit of heaven. What you come up with?
A usually circular line encompassing an area. How's it? Yeah.
Wait a minute. He walked what? In a what? Wait a minute. He walking around heaven in a what?
A circuit. In a circular line.
Can't read it. What else it says?
It says a roughly circular line, route, or movement that starts and finishes at the same place.
So it's impossible for the earth to be flat. You see that? So he just told you that the heavens is like a track star. It's like a track. Like when you be seeing people running around a track, he said that's the way heaven is. It's in a complete circle like that. And just like they start at point A, they got a start line, and then they run around the whole track, and then that start line becomes a finish line. That's what he just told us. And it only makes sense. Look at your clock. When do it end and begin?
That's right.
There it is. That's a complete circle, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
360. We surrounded by 360. No matter where you at, there it is. 360 degrees is everywhere. No matter where we at, we're going to always be in that bubble. So we can forget the fact anybody talk about this earth is flat have no understanding of a point of no return. Go to Psalms chapter 19 and verse 6. Psalms 19 and 6.
It's going forth. It's from the end of heaven. It's from the end of the heaven. And his circuit unto the end. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The laws of the Lord is perfect, that converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise.
Stop. Read that five first. Read the five.
Which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Read the rest together with it.
Yeah. Read that. Because remember now, it's like you running a track. Remember, that's where they get this from. Look at it. He's doing what? And then he what? He's going forth from the end of heaven, and his circuit is the end of it. See that? It's the same thing.
Which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run the race. He's going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing kid from the hearth from the heat thereof.
See, because the heaven is what? Because the heaven is on fire. Ain't nothing here from the heat of it. No man can exist there. The volcanoes is testimony that we cannot exist in heaven. So no, if it wasn't, it's just like that water is keeping a volcano under control. That same water keep the heavens under control that's in heaven because the heavens on fire. Thank God for the water in between the fire. But this way he put the earth, he said he put the earth, he hang, wait a minute, let me see if I can find that. He hang the earth on nothing. I think he said hang it. Hang it. Nope. Try it again. Found it. Job 26:7.
He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
Upon what?
Nothing.
He hanged the earth on what?
Nothing.
But he put a gauge on nothing. He just put north, south, east, and west on nothing. See? And then told nothing to go around in circles. I mean, who think of that? And I'm in agreement with that because science is, you know, you got a vortex. All of us got a vortex in our head. Most every person that's born on this planet have a circular vortex in the back of their head that expands all the way out. It's very rare that we don't. That's every last one of us. All of our hair. It starts in a cyclone out. And that's the way the galaxy spins or the cosmos before God. And he said he run around it. Like he's jogging around the universe or the jogging around the cosmos. The universe is inside the cosmos for identification purposes. You know, our universe. So to say, you know, it's like billions of universes. Our universe just happened to be inside of that cosmos, which just so happened to be inside of that thing that he called a circuit that's up under that water that's keeping us from that fire on both accounts, on the earth, thanks to the water keeping the volcano and having the water, that eternal flame under control here, and then he keeping it under control up over our head. And then he hanged the earth in the middle of it, and he said he hanged the earth on nothing. But he told us, he said, he put a gauge on nothing, and he just told us that. Then he said the earth is round, or a circle, right? The earth is a circle. Well, all right, let's read that. let's go back to that song. That Isaiah 40. Go back to Isaiah 40 and 22.
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth and the
inhabitants. Now stop. There. Now I need you to read the definition for circle for me. I need you to read the definition of circle.
A closed plane curve consisting of all points at a given distance from a point within it is called the center. The portion of a any circular or ring-like object formation or arrangement. A circle of dancers, a ring, a circle, or a clown.
So, to say the earth is flat would be saying that not only the scriptures are broken, but Isaiah didn't know what he was talking about. So we're going to call Isaiah a false prophet because he said the earth is circle. And then we read that Job said that the earth is in the heavens, which is moving in a circle, which only makes sense that if you got stuff moving in a circle, everything in a circle is going to do what? Turn into marbles and smooth out. Kind of like saying, like a pearl, like a pearl in an oyster. It just swirl around and around and around until it comes out this pearl. It's the same witness. So he put this thing, man, this thing that we call the earth in the middle of nothing. He said he hanged the earth on nothing, right? Now, for what? Go to Psalms chapter 103.
Psalms chapter
103.
From where?
No, Psalms 104. Psalms 104. And pick it up at one. Pick it up at one.
Bless the Lord. Excuse me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Well, who coverest thyself with light as with the garment, who stretches out the heaven like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits ministers of flaming fire. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. As thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go.
That's all good. Hold up. He said this. He said, who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever? So the earth is a fixed object. When he created the earth, established it forever. So now man is saying that the earth is going to disintegrate and all this stuff up under global warming and all that. I think it's going to have its course. It's not going to destroy the earth because the earth is just like flesh. It rejuvenates. It rejuvenates, you know, which is an amazing thing because it's eternal, you're not going to kill the earth. The earth is not going to die. There's nothing on this planet that can kill the planet because the planet created everything that come of it. So it's impossible to kill the planet. The other thing is the planet is eternal. It's created from heaven. It's not going to die. We're created from the earth. We weren't meant to die until we sinned against God. The same thing that will cause the earth to constantly to renew itself is in us. So no, the earth is going to live forever, just like the law says, Psalms 104:5. Who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Go to Psalm, I mean, go to Job chapter 38 and 1. Job 38 and 1.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. When wast thou, when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
Wait. He said, Where was you at before time? Because there was no such thing as time. So who is gonna answer this? Who gonna answer this question? This is why I say, you know what, I'm in agreement with science, but I testify that your science is testifying that there is a God that we can't answer to. Even with our science, we can only testify of him with our science. We can't give him answers with our science. That's that. And this is the thing, man, we think, man, that we didn't got to. What was you at? Who is this that's darkening counsel without knowledge? What was you at when I created consciousness? What was you at when I created the number one? What was you at when I gave the heavens life? This is that, man. So God is saying, man, look, the earth is way older than what we think it is. It is. I'm in agreement with that. I'm 100 with that. You know, this here, and let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And we need to read this now. Now read from verse what do we leave off at verse 5? Genesis 1 and 5. We need to read on through that and watch the earth come up. The earth was already here. The earth was manifested on the third day in this calendar that had already existed. Okay? So Genesis 1 and verse 5.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved it. Read 5 or read 2:5?
Continue.
And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Wait. Where did he get the water from? Where did he get the water from? The firmament.
Yeah.
Off the earth. He got the water off the earth. And then he called the, remember now, the water ascend from the earth, and once it ascended, it created this atmosphere that we all coexist in now. And then you got the outer limits, which is outside of our ozone. But This is it. That's that water that separates the fire of heaven and the fire that's beneath us. The water, what it did was it cooled the crust of it and caused it a big giant scab to come over it, which is now we look at that we live on top of, and we call it Earth. Which would be the flesh of the planet, which is constantly rejuvenating itself. That's why you see all the trees and stuff like this all the time. It's just going to keep rejuvenating until forever, because the earth is created to live forever. This is that thing. And you see here that the earth, he got the water off the earth. Right? To divide the heavens firmament. Where did he get it from? Off the earth. Remember now, he went over the earth. The earth was without form of water. Water was upon the face of the deep. So he got the water off the earth. So what is this when we continue on? Continue.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. God saw that it was good. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in it, in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
God, see that? You see that misconception? We act like the earth is what created here on the third day. It was not. The earth was already here. He said, let the waters be gathered together. The earth was created when heaven was created. The earth was created before the sun and the moon. You see? We got it wrong. We're thinking that it's wrong, like the earth was created here. No, he called the waters and the earth to appear here. He didn't create the earth here. He created the earth on before there was nothing. He hung the earth on nothing. There wasn't nothing there. The earth is way older than what we want to give it. And no, we're not the first life form on this planet. Anybody think that we are, you are. That would be insane. Or else there isn't a God. He would have to be the first life form on this planet. So that's a super oxymoron and a super dumb question to even try to answer. If I believe in God, then my first response is, of course, we're not the first people with nothing on this planet. God would have to be first. That's stupid. That's like trying to say, what came first, the chicken or the egg? That's stupid. But anyway, so he said this. So now we got the earth in play, right? So we got the earth. And now he said, let me see. Okay. Go to Isaiah 42 and 5.
God. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein.
Stop. So the earth brought forth life too. That's why the earth is eternal. It's bringing, you see that? Everything that came out of it. So we came out of it, and guess what? At some time or another, we're going to be eternal. For good or evil, we're going to be eternal because we can, just like every seed that's planted in the earth, it's going to go in the earth one way and it's going to come out another way. It's just the nature of botany. So you got to be careful what we plant inside of this dirt, because what's coming out of it is going to be good for all eternity, or so it's going to the destruction. It won't be any good. Like, you know, the harvest. This is why we keep the feasts and the first fruits and stuff like that, and then we keep the end gatherings at the end of the year, because we separate in the harvest what's good and what's bad. That's why he said, you better not appear before him empty. You better have you some fruit. Better have you some good. Isaiah 45 and 18. Isaiah 45 and 18. And in fact, pick it up at 17.
For thus says the Lord that created the heaven, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
See that? He said he formed the earth to be what?
Inhabited.
Inhabited. That's the law. When we was reading that in Genesis chapter 1, when he created the heaven and the earth, he wrote this, that the earth was going to be created to be inhabited. That was in the law back then, that the earth will have us on top of it. That's why he asked it. That's why he asked it. What was you at when I wrote this? Right. What was you at when I wrote this? Where was you at when I put the earth on nothing? Where was you at when I created nothing to put the earth in? I'm just saying. I'm in agreement with science now. I love science because science only do for me what the Word of God do for me. And it only encourages, it just increase my faith that there's a God, which scared the shit out of me, because there's a judgment. Can't have one without the other. Anyway, Psalms 115. Psalms 115, and in fact, let's pick it up. Let's pick it up at, Psalms 115 and verse 15.
Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. For heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth, he hath given it to the children of men.
The law is that what belonged to the Lord? Well, where they get this madness at, going to heaven and stuff like that, that's not even in the law. You can't even stand in the law to even say he said that nowhere. Even here, he said the heavens are the Lord. So why are you trying to go there? You can't even say he said that. And then he said, but the earth have he given to the children of men. Well, here we are. Now, we're a testimony of that. That's the truth. The truth is, the lie is that you know, you're not going to heaven, man. You're going to go to heaven. That's the lie. All right, let's look at this a little further. Go to Psalm 89 and verse 11. Psalm 89 and verse 11.
The heavens are thine, though. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north
Stop.
And the south.
The heaven is thine, the earth is thine. That's why he can give it to us, right? He said, as for the world, that's a brand new conversation. The world and the fullness thereof thou hast found. The world is the conversations that goes on within the earth. That's the state of mind and communication. This is the reason why we have all this traffic in the planet, whether it be physical or spiritual or digital. This is why we have this conversation that he called the world. Look up that word right quick, the world. Look what he added on the earth that he created, the world. In the fullness of the world, everything that's in it, he created it.
The earthly state of human existence.
World.
Yeah. The earth and all the people and things on it. He is famous throughout the world. They said, the earth or globe considered as a planet. The earth, yeah. I'm just thinking twice on it. The earthly state of human existence.
The earthly state of human existence, that's everything. That's dominion, that's domains. Just like you got one state of mind for Minnesota, you got one state of mind for Florida, you got another state of mind for Illinois, you got another state of mind for California. So then you got a state of mind for the United States and a state of mind for South America. Then you got a state of mind for South America. From North America, and then, you know, it just goes on from one world to another. You know, so he said the world thereof, even the conversations, he in all of that because you don't judge everything. Every idle conversation, he in every last one of them. All of it. He founded it. He said he created it. So there's nothing he's not at. So he filled all that up. You know, he said he created the heaven and the earth and fullness thereof in the world, in the world itself. You see, in the world, well, when I look up the word world, it means, let me look it up. Let me pull that up. World. Okay. Humankind considered as social being, human society, people as a whole, the public, a part of the earth, inhabitants known given a period in history, a sphere of human activity or interest. A class or a group of people with common characteristics or pursuits, a particular way of life, secular life as it concerns human existence, state of existence, a celestial as such as a planet. So now he's saying he created the world. So now he's talking about that a celestial, that your spiritual, that he created the angels out of heaven, right? Now the terrestrial would be us, that he created us out of the earth, right? And he gave us all free will. Why? Because if he didn't give us free will, we'll all be robots. You know, we'd just be like marching to one tune. But when you get free will, you get to be creative. You get to use your imagination. You get to be like him. You get to decide what's right and wrong. And then you understand that there's a judgment, because come with free will comes a judgment. Without free will, there's no judgment. But without free will, there's no creativity. So the question is, would you give up free will to avoid the judgment? And most people say no. I'd rather take my chances on my being my best me. In all respect, precisely, exactorial throughout the world. Okay, that's good. So he created everything that we know that we live in and exist in, that's on the earth. He wrote that in his law that this was going to take place, that he created the world, you see, and everything in it. And the world just happened to be what we call mankind. And it is what it is. And so it is. Here we are. Hebrews 11:3. We're going to wrap this up. Hebrews 11:3.
We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
See?
By faith.
So the word of God established everything. So everything that we read about in Genesis is the word of God. And physical. But it's the word first. You know, he's writing everything out, what's going to be, what's coming, everything. Right there, Genesis 1:1, he laying it all out right there. That's why the earth is there in one. You know, I know a lot of us thought the earth was created on the third day. It's not. It was created there in the beginning. It was way back in time somewhere. You know, he just called the water to come up off of it on the third day. But, and then too, he said this, he said, who understand through faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. So, he's talking about the law itself also is a living entity or is on fire, which is recreating itself constantly. Every generation a man is born, the law is still recreating itself. So everything's eternal, man. Everything is in motion. The earth is in motion. We got that on play. We got the earth here now. In fact, let's look at this. Let's go. Let's go into Hebrews 1:1. And we're gonna read the verse 2, and then we're gonna go and back into Genesis chapter 1, and then we're going to wrap this up.
God, who hath sundried times and in diverse manners spake in time passed unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed their heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
That's good. So he said this, God, who has sundried times and divers manners spake in times past, unto the fathers by the prophets, who have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he have appointed as of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. That includes everything from nothing to creating angels, to us, to grass, to air, to consciousness, to numbers, to microorganisms, everything. He did it all. He brought all these things into life. For their purposes, man, because every last one of these elements coexists. Now, let's go. I want to get one more here. Let's go. Let's get that Einstein theory of relativity. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 and and 28. You know what? No, man, read 23. Let's get a recap on that. Let's get a recap on the first fruit. Go ahead.
But every man in his own order comes afterward. They that are Christ at his coming.
Okay, the first fruits is the wave offering. That's your Christ. The second would be the Pentecost. That would be those that come up in the first resurrection. God willing, we live. That would be you and I. Continue.
And cometh the end. Thou have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, and he shall have put down all authority and power. For he must reign till he has enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be is death. He has put all things on his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that put all things under him, that God may be all in all.
See that? That's the theory of relativity. All things coexist, that God may be all in all. He created the world. He in all things. He in all. How can you be all in all? Think about that, man. Who think of that? I'm going to be in all. Right. All right, let's go back to Genesis 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1. We're going to wrap this up. Genesis 1 and 1. And let's read down to the... Let's just read.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God
so we see here, the earth is created, and before there was time. So it's actually, we can't put an age on the earth. I'm just in agreement that if you can say the earth is 4.5 billion years old, I'm in agreement with that, because I know it's older than what people want to call it. The earth wasn't created on the third day. It was brought forth on the third day. It was already here. So it was water and all that type of stuff. Yeah. So anyway, when we get back to this guy, when we live, we can pick up, what is that darkness that was on it? You know, the earth was without form. What is that form that the earth was in that was in the beginning? Right? Let's look at that. And then, yeah. Let's look what was 2, that he had to call the earth out of verse 2. He called the earth out of verse 2, right? Amen. Amen. So, well, I don't know. Any questions? Any questions, comments, anything like that? You got any questions, man? What you heard today?
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, Shabbat shalom.
Brother
shalom,
Keith. Shalom. Grace and peace.
Shalom.
Shalom. How y'all doing?
Man, good, man, good.
Great, hey, great. It's good to hear from y'all. Hey, it was actually a lesson. I liked it very much, you know. Started making me you know, thinking about kind of like the way the hamster wheel is, how the hamster, he still keeps going, but he's running his race inside that little wheel, you know. But I liked the lesson. It was very insightful. For now, my phone's kind of acting up, so I will be calling back in. So I'm using this number for right now. But I want to say excellent lesson, Brother Job, and excellent reading, Absalom. And with that, I close.
Shabbat.
Shalom, Israelites.
Shalom, brother. Yeah. Shabbat shalom.
Hi. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Gary.
Love you all. Shabbat shalom.
Love you too.
Shabbat shalom. Love you too.
Shalom, Brother Gary.
Yeah, God's the God of the universe. Yes, universe.
Indeed.
Created it all.
Yes, he did.
By his spoken word. By his spoken word.
Say it. I can read it. You know what? What really amazed me about all of it was how the Lord just kept saying that he walked on in a circle. You know, like, and it makes sense to me. And then he said that he run, which makes sense to me. And I said, wow, look at God. So, I don't know, I just thought when he was revealing that to me, that was just a wonderful thing to know of him, that he do things like that, you know. So, hey, everybody, man, I hope everybody have a blessed Sabbath, and God willing, we live, man. We'll be back here. I want to say Monday evening, man, but my work schedule has been shaking, I can say it best. But hopefully I can level it out. And I definitely, if I can't do anything, man, definitely Thursday, Friday. But, my God, we're going to have to definitely work on Monday and Tuesday. So with that being said, man, we want to thank everybody for their time, man. Great meeting, Absalom, David, Cave, everybody, y'all having a great Sabbath. Hope everybody enjoy their feast, man. Hey, enjoy a lot of that lemonade, Kool-Aid, whatever that is, that ice, southern tea, good. Man, love and peace and joy. Everybody enjoy the feast. Shalom.
All right, me too.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Sounds of the living water.
Love you, brother.
Radio show.
Love you too.
Sounds of the living water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.